Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on this Monday afternoon. I'm Mark Purcell.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bunbury versus the world. In this corner, the new music and rising stars of the Bunbury Music Festival. In the other corner, classical music and the rising stars of the piano of the World Piano Competition.
Hard to pick a winner out of that little set right there. And Bunbury versus the World, it's not really a competition at all. It's two great music happenings this week in Cincinnati. I'm Mark Purcell here in the studio, joined by Jim Nolan, our webmaster here at WVXU, producer of Local Exposure on WVXU.org. You may have heard his interview last night with Bill Donabedian from the Bunbury Music Festival on Around Cincinnati. And also in the studio, Mark Ernster, the executive director of the World Piano Competition, and Sarah Danner-Dukic, the head of the summer programs at CCM. I'd like to welcome you all to the Cincinnati Edition today.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Let's begin with what's new for all these things. Now, the Bunbury Festival happening down on the river this weekend, July 12th, 13th, and 14th. The World Piano Competition actually beginning today. There's been a few things that have been happening. But I'll before we get to you, Jim, and the Bunbury, I'll go to the World Piano Competition because you really do have some new stuff that is happening this year. I'll begin with you, Mark. Under new management to some degree or new folks who are organizing.
Yeah, we've got new management, and we've got a number of new board members, and we've taken a new kind of position, a new direction that began last fall. We've got two very important new partners. One of them is CCM, and the other one is the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, and we're very excited about that. So even though this is our 57th season, it's our inaugural season at CCM that started today, and it's the inaugural season we have using the CSO as the host orchestra for our finals, which is Saturday night, this coming Saturday night.
So I'll go now, because I'm going to give each of you equal time, if you may, to the Bunbury. And what is new at the Bunbury when you were talking to Bill Donabedian? What did he say? I mean, I know the newest thing is it keeps growing.
That is true. This is the second year of the Bunbury. Last year was obviously very successful because they were able to do it again. The details are simply, like you said, there's three nights, six stages, 83 different bands. And I'm happy to say that of those bands, I think at my last count, about 30 of them were local Cincinnati bands. So I did the math, and that comes out to about 36.5% of the music is homegrown.
Well, Sarah, I'll ask you about the process. I said the World Piano Competition began today. There is a process that it goes through rather than being 3 days of just stuff going along. The pianists who are doing, there were 24 to begin with, but you said, I just got a note from you before we went on the air, that two of them had to drop out.
That's correct. We heard about that on Saturday. We had two competitors drop out. One was Alessandra Giunti from Italy. She was ill. And then the other one is Stanislav Krishtenko, who dropped out for personal reasons.
So you had 24 to begin with. How do you whittle them down to the end?
Well, that's very difficult, but we have an outstanding jury of five superstars who will be making that selection on Tuesday night. They'll make an announcement immediately following the last they're going to deliberate immediately following the last performance on Tuesday night, and then they'll make the announcement.
Now, Bunbury cranks up, and this is at Sawyer Point, so outdoors, and a lot going on, and you said 36% are Cincinnati bands, Jim, and do you know the process that it takes to be a guest at the Bunbury Festival?
Well, it's a difficult job to pick these bands, but you also have to remember that come at the end of the summer, Cincinnati has the Midpoint Music Festival, which is another fantastic showcase for local talent. But the Bunbury, in order for these bands to be under consideration, these, for the most part, not always, but for the most part, these are bands that kind of already have a following in town, have a strong name, very recognizable, have a recognizable sound, and are very indicative of the local scene.
Now, Mark, I'll ask you about the pianist here. There were 24 who were going. They do recitals early on and the jury judges them on those recitals, and then they have semifinals. How many go to the semifinals?
There are six. So of the 22 that will play today and tomorrow in 40-minute recitals, the jury will select six tomorrow night to advance to the semifinals. And they will come back and each play an hour-long recital on Wednesday night and Thursday night. And then of those six, three will be selected to advance to the finals on Saturday night.
Now, I know Bunbury, running the 12th, 13th, and 14th, you go and you keep on going. You could watch it all day, each day of the Bunbury. But I know for the World Piano Competition, there are these recitals that happen, but everybody is welcome to come and see these recitals as well, right, Sarah?
That's correct. You can get tickets online or you can walk up, but we have three sessions today and three sessions tomorrow morning, afternoon, and the evening.
And during these recitals, does the crowd cheer for their favorites as they go along?
No, but you can vote by text. When you pick up your tickets at the box office at CCM, we have a sheet there where you can vote by text, and you can also find that on our website.
So does that sway the jury at all when you are?
Absolutely not.
So you can't have like an American Idol thing where you have 14 million people who text and vote for you. As it goes along. Well, I will ask you a slightly technical question. What are these jurists looking for, these people who are listening to all these pianists perform?
Well, I was asking Awadajan about that, and I think for them it comes down to taste and also just how that performer makes you feel when you're listening to it, because they're all at a really high level. It's not like we have any quote-unquote duds in that group.
Yes.
So I think it really comes down to, who's the most compelling performer.
Well, we'll go back to compelling at the Bunbury there. Jim, you mentioned all the Cincinnati bands. Who are you most compelled to see at Bunbury?
Well, as you said, it can kind of go all day. All 3 days, the festival starts at 2 o'clock, and on Friday and Saturday, it'll go all the way to 11:30. On Sunday, it ends at 10:15, but that's still all day, lots of music, plenty to see. For myself, I'm planning on being very busy on Friday.
Go ahead.
Maybe taking a half day if I can. But starting at 2:45 on the lawn stage is a band called Alone at 3 a.m. They are just a great I've heard them described as a working man's band. It's one of those bands that when I hear them, I can almost smell the stale beer and dirty ashtrays of a bar because they're just so gritty and they're just really strong music. And then later that same day, right back to back on the same stage at 3:30 is a band, Ohio Knife, which I really enjoy this band. They're incredibly loud, incredibly powerful, have a strong kind of Seattle kind of sound. Following them at 5 o'clock is State Song, and then after them is at 6:30 on the same stage is Buffalo Killers, and Buffalo Killers is a great band that has kind of a Southern roots, kind of a early Neil Young kind of sound to them. So it's a real broad mix of music, but it's all, like I said, music that's being made right here at home.
And back to the World Piano Competition, now up at CCM, Mark. And for many years, it had been mainly downtown and at the Aronoff Center and the like.
Right.
And no stale beer and cigarette smells at the Corbett Auditorium, but a beautiful place to see these pianists perform.
Oh, it's just wonderful. It's a perfect musical venue. And I sat in on the recitals this morning. I'm going to go back this afternoon after our interview, catch them tonight. It's a wonderful stage. We have two pianos on stage that the competitors had to choose from for what they wanted to use for their performance, and it will be perfect for Saturday night with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra.
So, Sarah, the semifinals are six of the 22 players who did it. The grand final there on Saturday, where the winner will be announced right afterwards, that is three players?
Three, that's correct. Three people will be announced as advancing on Thursday night. And then we'll start our load in with the CSO on Friday morning and have rehearsals. And then it's game time on Saturday night.
And this is really quite a gala affair when that final, you know, that's a lot of tension that happens in that auditorium.
Oh, it's incredibly dramatic. I mean, there's big prize money at stake. There is, for the gold medal winner, the first time a solo recording opportunity on Fanfare Cincinnati, the CSO label. So, and as people see these folks advance through the week, they do have their favorites. It's not uncommon in towns that have these kinds of competitions that you get kind of a fan base going. And given the response we've had so far on Facebook and Twitter and our webpage, everybody's following us. And so there is excitement and there will be tension.
And we heard a few of the musical examples of what's happening at both the World Piano Competition and at Bunbury. And it really does, I think both festivals kind of build. World Piano Competition will build from these recitals where they're playing smaller, more intimate pieces to the big finale on Saturday at Corbett with a Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, the big piano concerto sound. And we heard some of that right at the end. And Bunbury, what do you think the highlight's going to be for Bunbury there, Jim, this weekend?
Well, each night has really its own crescendo of its own. With these big national acts, you have The National, which also has ties to Cincinnati.
Yes.
You have MGMT, great other fantastic bands like Yola Tango. Friday Night is Fun, which is an event I'm actually going to bring my daughters to because they love them tremendously, and, you know, Grammy Award winners. And that was another thing that when I was speaking with Bill Donabedian, you mentioned that earlier, they contacted Fun back in November before all the hoopla about the Grammys really began. So they really were able to get them before they exploded. And then there's just so many other bands. I could just recite them this whole time. Tegan and Sarah, You're Awesome, The Black Owls, Greenlight Morning. There's some fantastic local singer-songwriters, Daniel Martin Moore. Like I said, I could just go on and on, but you almost have to have a map and a timetable to figure out where you're going to be at what time.
Well, thank you all for being here and keeping it so civil today, and no gloves required at all. But I appreciate you stopping by and sharing.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That is Sarah Danner-Dukic, the head of summer programs at CCM, and Mark Ernster, executive director of the World Piano Competition, talking about the competition that began today and continues right through Saturday, the big finale at Corbett Auditorium on Saturday night with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra conducted by Robert Trevino. A lot of great fun happening there. And the Bunbury Festival. Jim Nolan, our webmaster and producer of Local Exposure on WVXU.org, talking about the Bunbury down at Sawyer Point, July 12th, 13th, and 14th, here on Cincinnati Edition. Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 and 88.5. And here on Mondays, we do Working for the Weekend. That's right. The weekend just finished. And of course, you're thinking, what am I going to be doing next weekend? And we offer up some great suggestions. Well, a couple of great suggestions right there with the World Piano Competition and Bunbury Festival. But up in Hamilton, a very special event, a little bit off the beaten track that you might enjoy. It is archery, USA Archery, holding their national championships, the National Target Championships, and the U.S. Open. And on the phone with me today is the spokesperson for U.S. Archery, Teresa Iaconi, to talk about what's happening up in Hamilton. Good afternoon, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. We'll talk about this championship. This is a big deal for archers.
It's such a big deal. This is our flagship event of the year, the National Target Championships. The U.S. Open and the Easton Joad Nationals are the culmination of a record-setting archery season. We've just had massive upticks in participation thanks to movies like The Hunger Games and the Olympic Games last year. And so we're really excited to come out to Hamilton with a record 701 archers, which is just a tremendous number for us to hit.
And this is not one match at a time amongst those archers. This is, they're all kind of going at it at the same time, right?
Correct. So this is a really unique event because we actually have two championship events taking place at the same time. For senior archers, which basically means adults, they have the National Target Championships and the U.S. Open. And for the youth archers, which is basically archers up through the age of 20, we have the East and Joad Nationals. And the best youth archers and as well as newcomers will be competing on the field at the same time as members of our U.S. Olympic team, our Paralympic medalists, and really the best archers in the country. So this is adults, this is kids, and it's all taking place pretty much at the same time at Joyce Park in Hamilton.
Now, this is 129th U.S. National Target Championships U.S. Open. This has been going on for quite some time and quite established. What do you suggest folks look for as they're watching this?
Well, that's a really great question, and people often ask, how do I watch archery? Well, when you come to the field, if you're heading out to the field on Thursday, July 11th or Friday, July 12th, what folks are going to see is people shooting what we call a qualification round or a ranking round, which means they're going to shoot 36 arrows at each of four different distances for the adults, and the kids are going to be shooting a total of 144 arrows over 2 days, all at the same distance. So folks might want to bring a small pair of binoculars or a spotting scope, but certainly there'll be plenty for them to see, even just watching from the naked eye.
Well, thank you, Teresa. I appreciate it. Teresa Iacone talking about the 129th U.S. National Target Championships, U.S. Open, and Easton Joad Nationals at Joyce Park in Hamilton happening this week. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Brazell. Technical director today was Rick Andres. Thanks for listening, and tune in again tomorrow for Cincinnati Edition at 2:00.